Ramuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janna Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunjabi Hari Jaya Jaya Kunjabi Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharja Ashtotra Satta Si Simad His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shiva Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsakaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath. Siyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadvip Dham ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Maharani ki jai, Jamuna Devi ki jai, Ganga Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. We read in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks Krishna, please draw my chariot in the midst of both the armies so I can see who has assembled here. So I feel the same way when I give class in New Dwarka. Let me see who has assembled here, to whom I must preach. In this great preaching trial of arms. I have to admit that I've given class all over the world. The toughest place to give class is New Dwarka. And that's a compliment. That's not a negative. That's a positive. I've told many a devotee over the years, if you can give a class in New Dwarka and survive, you can give a class all over the world. New Dwarka Dham Ki. So we're here this morning. Today is June the 16th. Is that correct? Am I in the right universe? And we're hearing the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth canto was entitled Creation of the Fourth Order. Is that correct, Archita? And it is chapter 28. Puranjan becomes a woman in the next life. Even the title alone speaks volumes. Today's verse, number 52, is that correct? Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Just in case you may be wondering why I seem a little exuberant more than usual, is that I might die tomorrow, so I'm figuring let it be my last and best preaching activity in my life. All right, let us take care of this verse. Brahmana uvacha ka tvang kasyasi ko vayam shayano yasya shochasi janasi kim sakhayam mam yenagre vichachartha ha brahmana uvacha katvam kasyasi kovayam shayano yasya shochasi janasi kim sakayam mang yenagre vichachartaha. Kindly chant. Ladies, anyone else? Brahmana uvacha. The learned Brahman said, ka
Who?
Tvam. You. Kasya. Whose? Asi. Are you? Ka. Who? Va. Or. I am. This man. Shayana. Lying down. Yasya. For whom? Shochasi. You are lamenting. Janasi kim. Janasi kim. Do you know? Sakayam. Friend. Mam. Me. Yena. With whom? Agre. Formerly. Vichacharta. You consulted. Ha. Certainly. Translation. Bless us, do it responsively. The Brahmana inquired as follows. Who are you? Whose wife or daughter are you? Who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for this dead body. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past, you have consulted me. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When a person's relative dies, renunciation is automatically visible. Consultation with the Supersoul, seated within everyone's heart, is possible only when one is completely free from the contamination of material attachment. One who is sincere and pure gets an opportunity to consult with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature, sitting within everyone's heart. The Paramatma is always the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within, and He becomes before one externally as the instructor and initiator spiritual master. The Lord can reside within the heart, and He can also come out before a person and give him instructions. Thus, the spiritual master is not different from the Supersoul sitting within the heart. An uncontaminated soul or living entity can get a chance to meet the Paramatma face to face, just as one gets a chance to consult with the Paramatma within his heart. One also gets a chance to see him actually situated before him. Then one can take instructions from the Supersoul directly. This is the duty of the pure devotee, to see the bona fide spiritual master and consult with the Supersoul within the heart. That is the end of the first paragraph. When the Brahmana asked the woman who the man lying on the floor was, she answered that he was her spiritual master and that she was perplexed about what to do in his absence. At such a time, the Supersoul immediately appears, provided the devotee is purified in heart by following the directions of the spiritual master. A sincere devotee who follows the instructions of the spiritual master certainly gets direct instructions from his heart, from the Supersoul. Thus, a sincere devotee is always helped directly or indirectly by the spiritual master and the Supersoul. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. If the devotee serves his spiritual master sincerely, Krishna automatically becomes pleased. Yasya prasadad bhagavad prasada. By satisfying the spiritual master, one automatically satisfies Krishna. Thus the devotee becomes enriched by both the spiritual master and Krishna. The Supersoul is eternally the friend of the living entity and always remains with him. The Supersoul has always been ready to help the living entity even before the creation of this material world. It is therefore stated here, Yena Agre Vichacharta. The word Agre means before the creation. Thus, the Supersoul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktarinda Harayanama 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 Eva Kivalam Kuro Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Trinada Pisa Nichena, Tarari Vasa Hishnuna, Amanina, Amanadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So it says here, Sakayam, friend. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, I am the dearmost well-wishing friend of everyone. I may have a good friend or a wife, you may have a good friend, but they can only do so much for us, and they can only get so close to us. But our real friend, and as we heard today, the friend that has been with us all along, never left us, that is Krishna, God. As soon as we left the spiritual world, Krishna was there accompanying us. Every birth, he's been there. He's seen us always. He's always been there. And he knows us better than anyone. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows us. And in the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, Krishna is speaking to Uddhava. Krishna also mentions something that's in the Upanishads, that example of two birds sitting in a tree. One bird represents you and me. The other bird represents Krishna, the Supersoul in the heart. You and I, in this material existence, have been flying from branch to branch, trying to taste the different fruits. The other bird is not busily engaged. Why? Because the other bird is simply existing and is enjoying his spiritual nature. You and I, constantly searching for happiness outside, going from branch to branch, 8,400,000 different types of body, in order to taste only two fruits, happiness, distress. That's the only two fruits. This is explained by the demigods when they're praying to Krishna in the womb of Devaki. That's one of the things they mention in the beginning, that there's only two fruits, happiness and distress in this material world. And that happiness and distress is temporary. And the other bird, the Supersoul Krishna, is simply waiting. When is this foolish bird going to turn to me and take my help? And as was nicely explained by Srila Prabhupada today in the purport, that the Supersoul manifests himself as the spiritual master. In the first chapter of the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj, in the first chapter, which explains Guru Tattva, we see that Krishna Das Kaviraj gives very nice statement that we cannot perceive the super soul. Even Prabhupada at the beginning of the purport mentioned, unless you're a pure devotee, completely free from material contamination, you can't contact super soul. So Krishna Das Kaviraj says, because we cannot directly perceive super soul, in parenthesis, in our conditioned state, then the super soul externally manifests as the spiritual master, the pure devotee. So therefore, if you see in our movement the way Srila Prabhupada has designed it, perfectly designed, what's the first words we utter in the morning? Samsara davanana lida loka. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The first prayer. It's not worshipping Krishna. The first prayer is surrendering to Krishna's external representative, the spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Then again, if that's not enough, after worshipping Tulsi Devi, after an hour and a half of Japa Mala, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Curtains open, we see the beautiful forms, Gaur Nitai, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. But then again, Shri Guru Charana Padma. Again, we are reminded, hey, don't forget. Your path to success is going to be through this Srila Prabhupada, reminding you again, hey, this is the way. This is the path. Prabhupada also mentioned here, in today's purport, instructing spiritual master and initiating spiritual master. The understanding in ISKCON, and I don't think anyone would challenge, that yes, you may be Prabhupada's direct disciple, you may be Prabhupada's grand disciple, but still, Prabhupada is everyone's Shiksha Guru. Whose books are we studying? Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada himself said, four books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Study these four books. They are sufficient. So we're studying Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports. Today we had a very nice purport. And we should, we sing, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Te Kuriya Aikya. Let the words, coming from the lotus mouth of spiritual master, make them one within my heart. Let me meditate on these instructions. Prabhupada meditated on the instructions of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And then the greatest day in the history of the 20th century, the day Prabhupada got on board the Jaladuta. In my opinion, that is the most important day in the 20th century. The day Prabhupada got on that boat and came to America to start the Krishna consciousness movement. Today I want to recognize and appreciate some devotees who are here, actually, in the temple room, who have been very instrumental in keeping me in Krishna consciousness. Pavaka Devi Dasi, in the 1990s, she would regularly invite me to come and preach at various Namahat programs. She knew that if this person didn't show up, She could call me. Okay, he didn't show up. Swamiji didn't come. Can you come? Yes, I'm coming. Didn't that happen sometimes? Yes. It's interesting. In my life, there have been people who have helped me, and they all have the same birthday. Pavaka, my wife, Jagadambika, and believe it or not, when I used to work in Westwood, my boss, they all have the same birthday. It's very spooky. That's why when I meet people, I ask them, what's your birthday? So if they have that same birthday, I go, ooh, ooh. Stay close. Very auspicious. Then Pavaka in 1994, here in L.A., she had to go take care of her mother. So she turned the... Then, what did you... You didn't call it Namahat. What did you call it? You had, like, Prabhupada something. Like... I thought there was a... Yeah, something like that. And she said, you have to take it over. That was very, very amazing. Has got me to this point. Pavaka Devi Dasi, may Krishna bless you, take you back home, back to Godhead. Another devotee here, Archita Das, my good friend, my best friend in New Dvarka, always is trying his best to make different tasteful arrangements so that I can do some preaching work. He always calls me up, okay, we got a high school gig today, we got a college gig today, and I think Archita will agree. We like doing these college programs together. We enjoy it. We'll do it for another couple of hundred lifetimes. Unless you go back to Godhead. Jai. Archita is always giving me opportunity to preach here in L.A. I'm very indebted to him. And also, Kakanaji, at the Radharaman Temple, fighting, finagling, trying his best to get me opportunities to preach there. Thank you, Kakanaji. You have been a good conduit from Krishna, giving me opportunities to preach. I'm very appreciative of anyone who has given me the opportunity to do devotional service. May Krishna bless you and protect you. We learn from the Bhagavad Gita, Anumantahi Upadrasta. The super soul is overseeing, witnessing, permitting, and sanctioning everything. He's in control. We think, everybody here in the material world thinks that they are the controller. But the Bhagavad Gita is very clear. No, you're not the controller. You can be a cooperator. And yes, you can try to control to some limited extent. You really want to be a controller? Then control your body, mind, and senses. How about that first? Don't try to be big, big controller. First, try to control your mind and senses. Then we can talk about becoming more advanced controller. But Krishna is the super controller of everything. He has set up the whole matrix of this material world. The whole thing, he has set it up. And our position, which door to choose? Ignorance, passion, goodness, or the escape door, ISKCON. That's how you escape. Door number one, door number two, door number three, goodness, passion, and ignorance actually is a revolving door. Yes, you can go up, go to the top floor. You can go down to the basement, but you're still within the building known as the material world. You want to get out? There's an escape hatch. It's called Prabhupada's Temples. Prabhupada's Temples, they're the escape hatch. You come in. Prabhupada himself used that term. Embassies of the spiritual world. If you've been in a foreign country, you've been in trouble, you go to the embassy. You may be in a foreign country, but once you get into that embassy, you're no longer in that country. You're in America. So these are embassies of Vaikuntha. There's that famous speech by Dr. Martin Luther King. Free at last. No, you're not, my friend. Temporarily, minutely. If you wanted to be really free, you would have had to surrender to Srila Prabhupada. Bow down to the really free person. Here he is. He's free. Free from the modes of nature. Free from all kinds of material contamination. You must take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Recently, someone was trying to convince me on more than one occasion that you should just accept Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, not Prabhupada, not Lord Chaitanya, just Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So I told this person, what you are recommending, I might as well commit suicide. I don't know who is Krishna. What do I know about Krishna? I grew up with Mickey Mouse and Mickey Mantle. What do I know about Krishna? I don't know anything. All I know is what Prabhupada writes in his books. All I know is what Prabhupada says on his lecture tapes. All I know is what Prabhupada taught me personally. Love Krishna. Without Srila Prabhupada, I am nothing. I'm useless. But with Srila Prabhupada, so much access is there. I never thought I would get to this point. I was thinking, oh, let me try this movement. Let's see how long I can last. Well, somehow or other, here I am, speaking in front of you. Unbelievable. So, the moral of the story, just stick with Prabhupada and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, first we'll take questions first, then we'll take the challenges. Any, yes, you have a question. Give him the microphone, please. Yes, Prabhu.
Hi, Bo. Thank you for your class.
Thank you for listening.
I heard yesterday from Prabhu that the Paramatma feature in the heart is not existing in the spiritual world, but only in the material world. And I had a few hints from your lecture about it, but I was wondering if you could clear this up for me, please.
I would agree with what that person said. I have said that many times myself. In the spiritual world, because you're in direct communion with Krishna, and because in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 15, Krishna says, everyone in the spiritual world is in oneness, meaning no separate interest. Everyone in the spiritual world is infallible because of that. So there is no need for a super soul because there is no separate interest. You have become one with Krishna in that sense only. You still have your individuality. So you have access to Krishna, Narayan, whichever form. Yes, when you leave the spiritual world, the super soul feature accompanies you. The super soul is a reflection of Krishna. Bhishma Dev points this out, the example of the sun. So the super soul is a reflection of Krishna in everyone's heart. The same Krishna in my heart is the same Krishna in your heart. They're not competing. One God reflecting in everyone. Just as if you go to, today's a nice sunny day, so let's go to Dodger Stadium, 12 noon, and we'll put 10,000 little kalashas, water pots, and fill them with water. And at 12 noon, if there's no clouds or smog, we will go there and look in every pot. You will see a reflection of the sun. That's how to understand Super Soul. He's the one God reflecting in everyone's heart. In the spiritual world, that's not required because it's the absolute world. And you're in oneness with Krishna in the sense there is no separate interest. Does that help you or does that make you more confused?
Yes,
okay. Architadasa, may Krishna bless you.
Thank you for your clearly enunciated delivery of Krishna consciousness. Now, the confusion may arise because in today's purport, I'm just backing up to see if I can find the exact word. Yes, Prabhupada says, it is therefore stated here, yena agre vichatarta. The word agre means before the creation. Thus, the super soul has been accompanying the living entity since before the creation. So that may seem a little bit confusing. If the super soul is only here in the material world, we know when there is no creation, then there's only the spiritual world existing. So that may seem to be a little bit confusing. We know that when, for instance, the entire universe was wrapped up, the entire material creation gets wound up into the body of the Mahavishnu. Those living entities who are not yet qualified to go back to Godhead remain within the Mahavishnu and then come out again at the next creation of the material world. So that may seem a little confusing, but your answer gives an indication that the correct indication. Krishna is one, and therefore the super soul is also one. So it's not that the super souls are just hovering around in the air waiting for the living entities to come out. Whenever required, Krishna expands himself, swangsa, as the super soul to accompany every living entity. So those living entities who are in stasis, who are hanging out in the body of the Mahavishnu, not being purified, that which always blows my mind. How can you be in contact with God and not be purified? But still, our material desires are so strong, we remain within the body of the Mahavishnu, and then when there's another creation of the material world, we come out, and at that time, the super soul again accompanies you. It's not that he has to stick around hovering in the spiritual world waiting for you to come out again.
Very nice point. You have a question?
Yes. My question is, you said that once you return back to the spiritual world, you're infallible, right?
Yes.
So how is it, because we're in the material world now is because we were fallible and we tried to, be like God, correct?
Yes.
We tried to basically be enjoyers.
Yes.
So I just see it kind of a contradiction. If you're infallible, then you wouldn't be here in the first place.
Correct.
Can you clear this up for me, please?
Yeah, I certainly can. Very good question. It has been asked every year since this movement began. So you should understand that you are properly in disciplic succession, asking the same questions that a normal Hare Krishna person asks. Shows a sign of good intelligence. This point is actually, apart from ISKCON, quite a controversial point. And even amongst Vaishnavas, there are differences of opinions. As I said, I don't really care about anybody's opinion other than Prabhupada. I don't care about any Vaishnava opinion. I don't know any Vaishnava opinion. I only know what Prabhupada teaches. Call me what you want. Talk to the hand. I don't care. I accept Prabhupada only. Sue me. So, my understanding of what Prabhupada is teaching, and Jhuta Karma would be the best person to answer this question, since he wrote a brilliant dissertation on the subject. I highly recommend you all read Jhutakarma's conclusive dissertation on this subject. That yes, we're infallible, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the spiritual world. Inconceivably, inexplicably, somehow or other, we got the bright idea, I want to feel what it's like to be Krishna. Krishna says, that's okay, but it can't happen here. I have to create a playpen for you. It's called Los Angeles. I'll come with you. You're going to need my help there. I'll come with you, and when you're ready, we can go back. Okay? Now, we also learn from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's own statement, that once having returned, you don't come back. So, don't worry. Don't doubt. Don't fear. Ma shuchaha. Because I know what you're thinking, because the same thing every one of us is thinking. If it happened once, it could happen again. Everybody thinks like that. But Krishna says, nah. You will have learned your lesson. It won't happen again. Okay? And the example I always give when I was a 5-year-old idiot, I took a pencil. I stuck it in the socket. I got the jolt of my life. Now, could I do that again? Yeah. I'm that stupid. I could do it again. But do you think I will? Uh-uh. I ain't gonna do it again. So Krishna says, once having gone back, you don't return. Do you believe Krishna? All right then. Rest. Put your mind at rest. Now, I want Jhutakarma to answer this question. Give Jhutakarma the microphone. As I already pointed out, he has written a brilliant dissertation. You answer his question, please.
Well, some statements, they seem contradictory. And then... And then Prabhupada said, if you think there's a contradiction, then you have to ask the spiritual master, or the spiritual master's representative. Because there's always freedom to question. It's like Arjuna, he had questions. So if you have a question, you have to put it to the authority, and then you have to accept the answer. Otherwise, why put the question? If you don't accept the answer, then you're just wasting time. So... having a question is good. Prabhupada says, yes, if there appears to be some contradiction, then you have to ask the proper authority, Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master. Then you accept the answer and go on. If you don't accept the answer and you just keep on doubting, then you're finished. Krishna says, for the doubting soul, no advancement. So... you know, these questions were put to Srila Prabhupada many times, and he always answered them the same way, as you said. And one thing he said was that actually nobody ever leaves the spiritual world. He said, Krishna creates a situation. Now, he was asked this in Tokyo. He was giving a Bhagavatam class in the purport. You know, that was being read, you know, Srila Prabhupada's purport. He had mentioned this idea. And Prabhupada says, yes, people always ask this question. How if we're infallible, do we fall? Because infallible means you don't fall. So if in the spiritual world everything's infallible, no fall, then how is it that we fall? And Prabhupada said, resolving the contradiction, actually nobody falls. Krishna just creates a situation which you think you've fallen, and that's the material world.
Jai. Yes. We had another question over here. No, he was before Archita. I want to be fair. Go ahead. I'm moderating, so it's okay.
Please forgive me. I just have one more detail I'd like to ask about. I've understood that the Paramatma feature is Ksiradakshayi Vishnu, and I was kind of wondering, when the whole material world is wound up within the body of Mahavishnu, Karanadakshayi Vishnu, where does the Ksiradakshayi Vishnu go?
Okay. I'm glad my God brothers are here, my senior God brothers. I will answer as far as I understand, and if I'm wrong, they will immediately point out. So there are three super souls. Ksiradakshayi Vishnu is the super soul of each living entity. Garbhadakshayi Vishnu is the super soul of the universe, and Mahavishnu is the super soul of the material energy. So where does he go? There is no difference between Ksiradakshayi Vishnu, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, Mahavishnu. It's the same one Krishna simply manifesting. So he doesn't really go anywhere. He just, since there's no need for that manifestation, okay? And the same with Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. So Mahavishnu's there. There's just no need for Mahavishnu to manifest himself as Garbhadakshayi Vishnu and subsequently Ksiradakshayi Vishnu. It's the same person, but he's just not manifesting that further expansion. The problem with me and us is that we tend to see things linearly, materially. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, we have to start thinking spiritually. Many of these things, and there'll be a million of them, from our frog position, it doesn't tally. For instance, you might have heard this. Krishna is perfect in Dvaraka, more perfect in Mathura, and most perfect in Vrindavan. Now, to a non-Prabhupadic trained person, this seems like, what the heck are you talking about? Perfect is perfect. Yes, because you're seeing things materially. But there is this concept of something being more perfect and most perfect. So at that stage, as Drutakarma alluded to, we just accept. And that was another point. Like I said, I don't know anything. I didn't go to college. You know, I don't have a big brain. I'm stupid. But I have one thing going for me. I like to chant. I like Prabhupada's books. And I love prasadam. And I think with that, we should end, unless Archita has the final nail in the coffin.
Hare Krishna. No coffins here. This is spiritual. Embassy, as you said. No death. So, dear, there's one other aspect of this infallibility question that helps to clarify for those who are a little confused even after hearing a nice discourse like yours. And that is that when you're in the spiritual world, there is no agent trying to pull you down. See, here in the material world, there's danger at every step. Just come over here and try this, try that. In the spiritual world, there is no such thing. So the reason why we turn away is solely our responsibility. We, as you said, wanted to know what would it be like to be in Krishna's position. There's no Maya, the crooked finger saying, come over here and, you know, listen to this apple, you know, no. Try this apple, as they say in Christianity, no. None of that. So that aspect we have to really concentrate on also to understand that, yes, that's another aspect of infallibility. There's no agent there trying to make you slip up. Your turning away from God is simply your own desire, your own free will. That's where free will comes in. Mm. Hare Krishna.
Free will. Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful, blissful day in Krishna consciousness.